to move real quick here, but I titled this message today for "It's More Than Do's and Don'ts, Collared Rags and Red Roses." I would like to share this message here with you. We're going to move a little bit quicker into this one. Everybody talks about relationships. Depending on how old you are, especially the young people around here, it's just normal that at one point in our lives, we will be following love and getting in relationships, getting married. And today, I just would like to share with you some thoughts here on the Sabbath day, on creation and the Sabbath day. When God created Adam and Eve, remember, God created them from the dust, and God very quickly realized that Adam was alone, and Adam needed a spouse. And when God creates Eve, immediately, God is giving them on this beautiful sixth day of creation, God is giving them already the opportunity of getting intimate, of getting to know each other, of getting in a relationship. And I believe with all my heart that as soon as God gives Eve to Adam and they're getting to know themselves and following love and, making plans or whatever, trying to communicate, I am pretty sure that that was a beautiful connection between the creation of man and woman and their intimacy and getting into a relationship of getting to know each other with the blessing that God brings on the following day, that is the Sabbath day. Because the Sabbath day is a day in which God wants us to be close to Him. The Bible says that on the seventh day, God rested from all His work, and God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. And as I said, God wants to be in a relationship with us, and I think that's what the Sabbath is all about. God wants us to call the Sabbath day a delight as well. You can move that one. I will give up and go about the city throughout its streets and all the squares, and I will search for the one my heart loves. The Bible is filled with Bible texts that talk about love. And all of them you can put in connection between, Adam and Eve and their relationship and their love with each other. And this is the kind of relationship and love that God wants us to be with Him as well. You can move to the next one. There's a movie they call You've Got Mail. I'm not sure if you see this one, but you put in a nutshell, these two fall in love through the internet. They never met each other. But actually, Tom Hanks ended up finding a way to buy her shop where she had her internet shop there, her little store. And one day, they finally try to meet, but he doesn't show up because he knows who she is now. And he believes that if he shows up and she knows who he really is, she will never like him. And that's the whole story of the movie. And continue to move on. The movie goes on by saying that even though they had this relationship with each other through the internet, they were concerned now that certain things will get in the way now. How are they going to continue in this relationship that now his store is buying her store? That's the whole thing about the movie there. But the Sabbath was made for men. And for those of you that are in relationships out there, how horrible it is for us to be in a relationship when we have a dictator. People telling us what to do, what you can do, what you cannot do, what you're supposed to do or not. And we're not supposed to be in a relationship like that. We're supposed to be in a relationship of love and care. We do things because we just love each other. That's the relationship Jesus wants to have with us. The Bible says that Jesus kept the Sabbath day. That was his costume to go on the Sabbath, on the synagogues. And the Bible says that for those that do not keep the Sabbath day, the Saturday, as the holy day of the Lord, we need to take that in consideration when we become Christians. Because the Bible teaches us that we have to follow Jesus. We have to follow the Lamb wherever He goes. And as Christians, we ought to worship God on the Sabbath day too. Because this is what Jesus did. Let's go to the next one here. As I just said, it was Jesus' costume to go to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. There's another little story here of two kids that fell in love, but the boy lived far away, and he did not have a way to go to this prom to be with his girlfriend. So her father was very wealthy, very rich, so he said, "You can use one of our cars." So he gave him a fancy Mercedes-Benz to drive and go and take his daughter out to this place. But the story goes to the point that this boy, he got so excited by the ride that he never made it on time for the prom, even though he was driving her dad's car to take the daughter to the prom. And the story goes on that when he arrived there, she was already dancing with one of his best friends and ended up marrying his best friend. And by the time of when she gets into the wedding, she tells him, "It was supposed to be you. Never forget this." Kind of giving him a hard time, reminding him what he lost. And why am I telling you the story? Sometimes we get too stuck on the vehicle and we forget where we're going. That's why I said we sometimes are too concerned about the do's and don'ts of the Sabbath day. And we forget that it's not about the do's and don'ts, it's about spending time with the Lord. Isn't that true? Amen? So this boy got stuck on the ride. He never even made it to see his girlfriend there, and he ended up losing her. So sometimes on the Sabbath day, we get so stuck in what can we do and what we cannot do that we totally forget about it's about God. It's about spending time with God. Never forget that the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath day. And delight yourself in the Lord. And sometimes I feel that we as Christians, especially Seventh-day Adventists, we're so concerned about the law that we tend to forget about the maker of the law. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes? Can you say amen? Okay. So I'm not saying we shouldn't be keeping the law. Far from it. The law was given by God, written by his own finger. Jesus said, "If you love me, you keep my commandments." So we're here, Seventh-day Adventists, to keep the law of God. But never forget, the law is a process. The law is a mean. The law is a vehicle supposed to bring us to God. And I hope we don't get lost in the process there. Let's go to the next one. "Behold, I stand at the door," the Lord Jesus said, "and I'm knocking. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come and I will eat with them and then with me." So God is inviting us to come into a relationship with him. And the Sabbath day is the same thing. Never forget. The Sabbath day is not a day that we spend waiting to see what time it's going to be over so we can do the things that we want to do, or we go home and spend the afternoon sleeping so we have more energy for the night affairs. The Sabbath day is a day where God wants to be with us. Jesus is knocking. Jesus is asking to be with you. He's not going to kick the door bust open. He's not going to force himself in your life. He's inviting you. He's calling you, and he wants to be in a relationship with you. And that's what the Sabbath is all about too. Again, not about the do's and don'ts. It's about, do you want to spend time with your Lord, your Creator? Let's go to the next one. The Israelites, they were beyond human beings. They were just human doers. So remember when the Lord gave them the laws and gave them a Sabbath day, the Lord was actually trying to teach them that beyond being human doers, we were supposed to be human beings, not, you know, just being doing stuff all the time, get caught up in work all the time, as some of us do. I know some of you here that have crazy schedules, work so much, and we have to remember that as well. Let's go to the next one. And the question here is, where is your heart when it comes to a Sabbath day? Is your heart on the do's and don'ts? What you're supposed to do when you're talking to your kids? Don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, and don't do that. Where is your heart when it comes to the Sabbath day? Okay, let's go to the following one. If you love me, you keep my commandments. So far from me saying we don't have to keep the commandments of God, these are the commandments of Jesus, that we have to keep the laws of God and also, you know, have the faith of Jesus. Just another little story for you to illustrate the point. I heard of this story when we were in the mission trip. A man went to get some food in a restaurant, and when they were giving him the food, instead of giving him the food, they gave him a bag full of money. So they misplaced the food with the bag of money that was supposed to go to the bank. So when this guy showed up at the picnic with a young lady that he was spending the day with her, he saw all that money. So he rushed back to the restaurant to return the money. So the owner of the restaurant could not believe that this man was bringing back the money. So he said, "Let me call the local TV station or the radio station. We need to take a picture of you. You're a very honest man. You're probably even a Christian. Where do you get your morals from?" And this man said, "Please, no pictures." And the guy said, "Why not? Why you would not be want to be recognized for something so nice that you did?" He said, "Well, there's only a problem. The woman that was with me, she's not my wife." So sometimes we do good things, isn't that right? Sometimes we do good things, we love to do great things, but that doesn't mean that we're doing everything right. Again, when it comes to the Sabbath day, we might be worshiping day on the right day, but are we with God? Are we connected with God? Are we allowing people to express their religiosity? Are we allowing people to express the way that they connect with God, or just giving people a hard time and trying to tell them how they should be connecting with God? Let's go to the next one here. We could be talking about this for a long time. We know that the evil agencies, the devil, always tries to confuse the church of God. And we know by the prophecies of the book of Daniel that in the future, our past actually, people would try to change the laws of God. People would try to change the times. And we know that many people have been worshiping on a different day than the Sabbath day because of a lot of confusion that actually the enemy wants to bring upon the churches of God all around the world. So we have this huge debate. Is it okay to worship on a Sunday? Is that okay to worship on a Sabbath day? Is that okay to worship on Friday? And of course, we have to worship God every single day. Isn't that right? That's what we're supposed to do. But today we have thousands and thousands of churches that they, for whatever reason, have decided to worship the Lord in another day other than the holy day that God wrote with his own finger when he said, "Remember the Sabbath day." This is the day we remember that we have a creator God. The day that we remember that everything we have and receive is from God. The Bible also teaches us that the Sabbath day is a sign between God and his people. I have a little sign here. It's a sign between my relationship with my wife. And the Bible says that for those that keep the Sabbath day, that day is a sign, is a mark between God and his people. We could be going on and on to talk about the mark of the beast and other marks, but you can pretty much guess. If the Sabbath day is a mark between God and his people, is a sign between God and his people, what could be a mark that belongs to the devil? It could be confusion of people trying to worship and pleasing God for all the sort of things that God did not ask them to do. Let's go to the next one here. I saw this illustration as we were going there, and I thought it was so interesting. Sometimes we have these rags that don't mean anything. You can only get them and clean up the floor, isn't that right? I saw this happening all the time. You drop something on the floor, they get the first towel, the first little rag, and they pick it up to clean up. If you drop something on the floor, I'm pretty sure that anybody will get one of those rags and just to clean up the floor, to clean up somebody that is dirty or something that fell in your dress. But sometimes we forget that we are missing the bigger picture. If you put those rags together, if you put those pieces of cloth together, they stand up for something much different. It's still cloth. It's still, it's still rags with color on it. But this is what the Sabbath day is as well, and I would like to share this with you guys. We need to see the bigger picture. Forget the do's and don'ts. Forget about the colored rags. It's about being in a presence with God and knowing and having a relationship with God. I heard this illustration and I thought I would share it with you guys. There's a friend, he's a Seventh-day Adventist pastor, that he got divorced. And after a little while, he ended up getting married again. But he got into a little bit of a problem. I heard this story that his wife was not Seventh-day Adventist. And they start getting into all these fights about which day they should go to church. They should go on a Sabbath day or they're going on a Sunday. And he kept on teaching her, kept on showing Bible verses, but she would not. She said, "No, the Lord doesn't care about which day I go to church. Sabbath is not important. I can go on Sunday. I can go any day I want. I'll keep going to my church. There's no difference between my church and yours." And he said, "You know what? I think you're right. This is what we're going to do. Instead of celebrating your birthday on the day of your birthday, I am going to celebrate your birthday. I'm going to give you gifts in the day of the birthday of my ex-wife." The story goes on saying that they got married. She became a Seventh-day Adventist a few weeks later. She would not go into that one. But do you understand what I'm trying to say? The Sabbath day is an important day. That's the day the Lord asked us to worship him at. The Bible teaches us that we should keep the Sabbath day from evening to evening. The Bible teaches us that at sunset we receive the Sabbath day, and And that day should be a holy day. Our activities should be different. We should be doing things that are pleasant and pleasing to the Lord. Keeping the Sabbath day also gives you a different perspective. You belong into a worldwide church. And it's amazing when you walk into a place like the Philippines, like I went to. These are brothers and sisters. They eat what you eat. They are aware of certain things that you might not eat. There was a guy that came in our tour, a pastor. He was a vegan. And I start thinking already, being a vegetarian is already so difficult. We'll see how this guy is going to do. And he did just fine. You know, when we go to restaurants and things like that will be difficult. But, you know, people knew what he ate. Nobody was judging him or making fun of him. And, you know, it's a different, it's a family. It's a worldwide church. And we go to church at the same day. Let's move a couple slides from forward. We know that it's difficult, you know, to stand up for God, to keep the Sabbath day and do what is right. We're going to move a little bit faster here. Remember the stories of Daniel when Daniel got into so much trouble for praying to the living God on his knees three times a day. His friends ended up getting into all sorts of different trouble because they were standing up for God and not worshiping their deities and their idols there. So we know it's difficult, but you know, we like to encourage you to do that for the Sabbath day as well. That's what the Lord Jesus is asking us. And let's go to the next one. And I would like to conclude today. Sorry, we're going a little bit over now. But just would like to conclude with this. There's this true story of a soldier of, I think it was World War II. He started corresponding with a group of people, with a group of young ladies from different locations. And he finally started corresponding with this young lady. And they started sending letters back and forth. And very soon, through the writings, they fell in love. You know, how interesting certain things, they happen sometimes. And they start sending letters back and forth, and they really start to fall in love. Look at some people that, you know, they've never seen this. We're used to Facebook and FaceTiming, and, you know, we usually take our girls out to eat, isn't that right? But not this man. He was communicating through letters. And even though they fell in love, he said, you know, I want to marry you. So he told this lady, when I come back, I want to marry you. And she said, well, I'm not sure if I want to do that. And he said, why? He said, well, you don't know me. And he said, that's why I want to see you. So he writes a letter and he says, this day, at this time, in a New York subway, I'm going to be coming in and I want to see you. And she was like, I don't want to see you face to face. I'm afraid that when you see me, you're not going to be in love with me again. So he started having all these question marks in his head. Like, oh, it might be that she's not that cute. But because they were in love, through the letters that they wrote back and forth, he decided to, you know, to be a man and stand up and say, you know what, I'm going to meet this lady. So he writes a letter back and says, you know what, when you come in to the station, please make sure that you're standing at this corner and make sure that you're holding a red rose, so then I know it's you. So there she was, waiting for him at the train station in New York, and then when he walks in, and he sees a woman holding a red rose, he was a little concerned because it was a much older lady. So he started hiding a little bit. He was looking from far away. And he started thinking, should I go or not to meet this older lady now? I'm so young. And then he said, you know, I need to do that. I need to go talk to her because we're in love and it doesn't matter that she's that old. We love each other. We know each other's thoughts and what we like and dislikes. And I'm going to go talk to her. As soon as he walks to talk to her, he identified himself. And she said, oh, you were so-and-so. And then she just pointed and she said, that lady there, she gave me a couple bucks to be holding this red rose at the station. And actually, that is the person that you're looking for. And it was like he thought, young, beautiful, and he was more in love than ever now when he saw her for the first time. Why am I telling you this story? The reason I'm telling you this story, one more please. The Sabbath day. The Sabbath day God gave us like when he gave Eve to Adam so they could have a relationship, so they could fall in love with each other, so they could depend on each other. And from that sixth day to the seventh day, when God gives the Sabbath day to Adam and Eve, they knew exactly what God wanted from them, a relationship. Again, I want to tell you that the Sabbath day is not just a day of do's and don'ts. It's not even a day about, you know, did you have the right collared rags? I was going to do the Brazilian flag here, but I'm afraid some of my Brazilian friends would burn it. Did you hear in the news that they're burning flags? Anyway, it's not. Let's not get there. But it's more than do's and don'ts. It's more than collared rags, and it's even more than red roses. The Sabbath day is a day when the Lord is inviting you. Remember my day. I am your creator. I'm the creator of everything. And God wants you to keep the Sabbath day, not because you have to do it, not because you have your list of what to do and not to do. This is a day where God wants to be in a relationship with you. Jesus is calling always, and he says, I am at the door and I'm knocking. And today is the Sabbath day, and the Lord is at the door knocking. I don't know what your plans are for today. Whatever your plans are, just remember, Jesus is waiting for you. Your Creator God is waiting for you. He's at the door knocking of your heart. And if you open, if you hear his voice, and if you invite him in, he will come in. And he'll be with you, he'll spend time with you, he'll eat with you, and he'll have fellowship with you. So again, it's a little bit more than what sometimes we think. Our do's, our don'ts, the colors that we stand for. Even that young man that got lost driving that very nice car, then ended up forgetting that the car was supposed to take him to see that young lady. Do not let the do's and don'ts, do not let the colored rags and even the red roses blind you to the reality of what the Sabbath really is. The Sabbath is a day when God wants to spend time with you. Are you ready? He's knocking at the door. It's still the Sabbath day. I hope from all my heart, that as this day continues, as many Sabbath days come, I hope you will take the time to hear and listen to the voice of the Lord, the knocking at the door, the voice at your mind, at your heart, asking you, today is my day. Today is our appointment. Today is the day of our date. Today is the day I would like to spend time with you. And if you speak back to God, invite him to come in, I am pretty sure you will experience a wonderful moment with the Lord, reading your scriptures, maybe going on a hike somewhere, sitting by a rock, by a tree, to read your Bible, to pray, to spend time with God. That's what the Sabbath day is. A day when God wants you to have a special relationship with you. I think I heard this from Pastor Josie many times. She always would say, it's about relationships, Gilbert. And I said, I think she's right. It's about relationship with one another, and also relationship with God. So may the Lord bless you. Thank you for, you know, staying a little longer today in church. And it's great to be back. God bless you. And I hope today you enjoy a wonderful Sabbath day. So let's pray together, and then we're going to have our postlude. Would you stand for us to pray together? Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, blessed, hallowed be your name. Father, thank you so very much for the Sabbath day that you have given us. Today is a day that puts a mark in us. It's a symbol. It's a mark between you and your people. And we want to be called your people today, Lord. We're here on a Sabbath day, remembering you as our Creator God. In a world that so many people talk about evolution and science and so many things out there, we still choose to say we have a Creator God. We still choose to say we have a God that created the world in 6 days and gave us the Sabbath day for us to remember how much we are dependent on Him. So thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for your teachings. Thank you for the Sabbath day today. And we pray, Lord, forgive our sins and forgive the many times that we have come short of keeping the Sabbath day the way we're supposed to. We pray that you forgive us, and we pray that you continue to knock, that you continue to call us, that you continue to call our attention, that today is a special day. It's holy ground. Today is the day to spend time with you. And I pray that many here, if not all of them, We'll hear your knocking. We will hear your calling, and we'll take the time to read their Bibles, to pray, to read some good books about you and your son, Jesus Christ, and have that connection, that fellowship with you that you want from us. So thank you, Father, for this message today. Thank you for your church. And please protect, bless, send your holy angels and your Holy Spirit to be with our mission team in Zimbabwe. May they come back with great news and great stories, and may the people in Africa and Zimbabwe be blessed again, like many years, through this church, through the Corona Church and the mission team. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.